From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged ASEAN and the People's Republic of China to continue to maintain their mutually respectful and mutually beneficial partnership that has lasted for 3 years. President Widodo said at the 24th ASEAN-China Summit, which was held virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Tuesday. ASEAN and China share a common interest in building a peaceful and stable region, including in the South China Sea, by continuing to respect international law. In addition, ASEAN and China share a common interest in continuing to build partnerships to improve welfare. ASEAN and the Republic of Korea need to take advantage of the great potential for partnerships to push green and digital economy for the welfare of the global community. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said. President Joko Widodo said while joining the 22nd ASEAN Republic of Korea Summit virtually from the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Tuesday. ASEAN's digital economy potential is estimated to reach $200 billion by 2025, while the green economy opportunities in the Southeast Asia region will reach $1 billion in 2030. By hosting the 4th Minamata Convention meeting of the Conference of the Parties, or COP4, Indonesia expects to contribute to handling and eliminating the use of mercury in the country. Director of General of Waste, Toxic and Hazardous Materials Management at the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Rosa Vivin Ratnawati, said at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, as the host, Indonesia can demonstrate its seriousness in tackling mercury use to the global community. In addition, Indonesia will also push for a global declaration to eradicate illegal mercury in an on-site meeting, which is planned to be held in Bali in March 2022. Now we move to the international news. National plans to cut carbon fall far short of what's needed to avert dangerous climate change, according to the UN Environment Program. Their emissions gap report says country pledges will fail to keep the global temperature under 1.5 Celsius this century. The UNEP analysis suggests the world is on course to warm around 2.7 Celsius with hugely destructive impacts. But there is hope that if long-term net zero goals are met, temperatures can be significantly reined in. All fully vaccinated Australian citizens and permanent residents will be able to leave the country without a special exemption from November 1st, authorities said on Wednesday, as Australia eases coronavirus restrictions amid a rise in vaccination rate. Many Australians living abroad are now expected to return after Sydney and Melbourne ended quarantine rules for inoculated travellers from November 1st. Other cities, mostly virus-free, are expected to ease their border rules once they reach higher vaccination rates. An expert panel on Tuesday voted overwhelmingly to recommend the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorize the Pfizer Inc. and BioNTech SE COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, saying the benefits of inoculation outweigh the risks. An authorization for that age group would be an important regulatory step toward reaching about 28 million children for inoculation, most of them back in school for in-person learning. We end the news with the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, that called food waste resulting from the impact of production, consumption, and climate change a major challenge for the world's farming sector in future amid continued population growth globally. Head of FAO representative to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Rajendra Arial, noted in a written statement in Jakarta on Tuesday, in several parts of the world, climate change caused lower harvest and livestock productivity, reduced fisheries, and caused changes in the food nutritional composition due to the reduction of protein, minerals, and vitamins. Meanwhile, as millions of people face starvation, large amounts of food are thrown away every day, whether it is due to production or the people's tendency to leave leftovers. Well, listener, that was the news.
The African continent has been hit by a military coup again. Sudan is in a state of uncertainty after the military took power on Monday, October 25, 2021. Coup leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan told reporters that military actions were being taken to secure the country. He justified his actions by blaming the civil government's political conflict. Civilian and military leaders have been at loggerheads since the longtime ruler Omar al-Bashir was toppled in 2019. Last September in Sudan, there was an attempt coup by the military, but it was thwarted. Civil society, especially the youth, regards General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan's rhetoric as a lie. Protests sprang up not only in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, but also in several other places. Protesters barricaded the road, causing clashes with soldiers. As a result, 7 protesters were reportedly killed and hundreds injured. The army is said to have acted tough to contain the protests. Sudan's military seized power as the country is in transition after the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir 2 years ago. To fill the transition period until the elections are held, a military-civilian sovereign council has been formed, which is planned to lead Sudan to become a democratic country. During the transition period, Sudan has appointed Abdullah Hamdok, an economist, as prime minister. Now, with the military taking power, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has dissolved the sovereign council. The military coup in Sudan has sparked international reactions. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the coup and called for the release of the prime minister and other officials. The European Union has strongly condemned the coup and stressed the serious consequences for the EU's engagement with Sudan, including its financial support, unless the situation is reversed immediately. Meanwhile, the United States withheld aid funds amounting to $700 million as a form of protest over the Sudanese coup. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre reiterated that the United States rejected a military coup and called for the immediate release of Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok. It is still uncertain what the next situation will be in Sudan after the military coup. Reflecting on the military coup in Myanmar, there is still a long way to go. During that time, violence will still occur with many victims and not small economic losses. In the end, it is the people of Sudan who will feel the negative impact. And that's commentary.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 27, 1945, when the State Electricity Company, or PLN, was established. After Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945 was proclaimed, the Japanese-controlled electricity company was seized by Indonesian youth in September 1945. Then it was handed over to the government of the Republic of Indonesia. On October 27, 1945, the Electricity and Gas Bureau was formed by President Sukarno. At that time, the power generation capacity was only 152 per 5 megawatt. Now, October 27 is celebrated as the National Electricity Day. Moving on to an event on the National Aviation Day. This commemoration is based on a historic event on October 27, 1945. At that time, Air Commodore Agustinus Adi Sucipto managed to fly the Curang plane with the red and white flag for the first time in the skies of Indonesia. Adi Sucipto flew it at Maguwo Air Base, which is now known as Adi Sucipto Air Base. The Curang plane itself was a stolen plane from the Japanese colonists. The first flight event carried out by Air Commodore Agustinus Adi Sucipto succeeded in bringing a psychological effect, namely an extraordinary enthusiasm for the Indonesian people to develop National Air Force. October 27 is commemorated as the National Aviation Day since 1974. We end today in history with an event on October 27, 2007, when the National Blogger Day was established. National Blogger Day was first proclaimed by the Minister of Communication and Information of the Republic of Indonesia, Muhammad Nuh, on October 27, 2007, at the opening of Blogger Party that year. 4 years ago, Blogger Party has changed to an On-Off Indonesia event. Since its name changed to On-Off ID, Blogger Party began to emphasize the importance of bloggers to be able to manage blogs more seriously in order to produce something more useful. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Kadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo promoted investment opportunities in the Indonesian digital economy to ASEAN countries during the ASEAN Business and Investment Summit on Monday. In his remark, as seen on the Presidential Secretariat's official YouTube channel, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia opens as wide as possible the investment opportunities in the digital economy sector. President Joko Widodo further said, Indonesian digital economic value is very promising. It is predicted to reach $124 billion in 2025, or equals to the 40% of Southeast Asian total digital economic value. Currently, there are 2,229 startups in Indonesia, making it the fifth biggest in the world. There are also 1 decacorn and 6 unicorns. The president further remarked that regional economic activities adaptation towards the digital economy must be accelerated in all ASEAN countries. He emphasized that digital technology is the most effective solution during activity restrictions in the people's economic activities. According to him, as a region with the fastest internet growth in the world, ASEAN's digital economic potential is colossal. Amid the pandemic, the digital economy grows up to $100 billion in 2020. That, according to Joko Widodo, is a milestone for economic progress of the region. President Joko Widodo affirmed, Indonesia supports ASEAN as a digitally connected community. The Indonesian government even had made the Indonesian Digital Roadmap 2021-2024 as a strategic guidance for the nation's digital transformation. The Indonesian president also said ASEAN regional economy will not only recover, but can also jump further and grow together justly and sustainably. He therefore affirmed a joint quick movement in handling the health sector, reactivating safe travel, and accelerating a just digital economy will become the gate for a common recovery and advancement.
Ooh.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Kampung Kopi Banaran, or in English means Banaran Coffee Village, has entered a new era. The agrotourism of Kampung Kopi Banaran is located at an altitude of 480 meters to 600 meters above sea level. The coffee center in Central Java has been transformed into a contemporary tourism area to attract visitors. With an area of 39 hectares, which is located in Bawen, Semarang Regency, Kampung Kopi Banaran has a distinctiveness that no other region has. One of the newest facilities in Banaran Coffee Village is the coffee camp, which has 14 tents. From behind the tent, you can enjoy views of Rawapening and the mountains that cannot be found in other areas. There is also a jogging track for those who dream of exercising on a coffee plantation. In the plantation area, there are signs about the history of coffee in Indonesia, so that visitors' knowledge will also increase. This coffee camp is appropriate for adventure or traveling lovers because they can immediately enjoy the natural atmosphere and see the mountains. In addition, there are also special travel packages to enjoy the natural atmosphere on three mountains, namely Telomoyo, Ungaran, and Merbabu. The main facilities of Kampung Kopi Banaran are a building for enjoying delicious coffee of Banaran Coffee, which is also built as children's play area, corporate gatherings, coffee walk, outbound games, swimming pool, gazebos, tennis court, fruit garden, meeting hall, flying fox, mox, meeting room, Gria Robusta, family gathering, and garden exploration by ATV. Banaran Coffee is quite well known among the people of Central Java because it has a distinctive and fragrant aroma that cannot be found in other types of coffee. In addition, its unique taste makes coffee lovers and connoisseurs always want to come back to enjoy this Banaran Coffee. Of course, it will be a special opportunity to enjoy Banaran Coffee in a beautiful agro-tourism location and has fresh air. This place is open every day from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. If you just want to enjoy the fresh air and sweetness of Banaran Coffee without camping or other activities, that's fine. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, of course, the Banaran Coffee Village also carried out strict health protocols so that your natural tourism is safer and more enjoyable.
Di depanmu yang ku inginkan, di depanmu yang ku dapatkan.
listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about meminta petunjuk, which means asking direction. Stay tuned! Here is the conversation entitled Bagaimana Cara Kesana, which means how to get there. This conversation happens between Kevin and the hotel officer. Kevin asks direction to Jalan Asia Afrika Street from the hotel. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya ingin ke Jalan Asia Afrika. Bagaimana cara kesana?
Anda bisa naik taksi, bus, atau mobil sewa.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, what can I do for you? Saya ingin ke Jalan Asia Afrika. Saya ingin ke Jalan Asia Afrika. Which means, I want to go to Jalan Asia Afrika Street. Anda bisa naik taksi, bus, atau mobil sewa. Anda bisa naik taksi, bus, atau mobil sewa. Which means, you can take taxi, bus, or rented car. In the dialogue, you hear a question, bagaimana cara kesana? Bagaimana cara kesana? Which means, how to get there? In the question, there is a question word bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how. It is used to ask direction. Let's listen to another example of using the question word bagaimana to ask direction. Bagaimana cara ke restoran Segar Ayu? Bagaimana cara ke restoran Segar Ayu? Which means how to go to Segar Ayu restaurant. Restoran Segar Ayu ada di seberang hotel. Anda bisa berjalan kaki ke sana. Restoran Segar Ayu ada di seberang hotel. Anda bisa berjalan kaki ke sana. Which means, Segar Ayu restaurant is across the hotel. You can walk there. Bagaimana cara ke gedung Artagraha? Bagaimana cara ke gedung Artagraha? Which means, how to go to Artagraha building? Anda bisa menggunakan bus. Anda bisa menggunakan bus. Which means, you can go by bus. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Saya ingin ke Jalan Asia Afrika. Bagaimana cara ke sana?
Anda bisa naik taksi, bus, atau mobil sewa.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou.
watashi no masuku wa anata wo mamoru, anata no masuku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Oh,
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today we're going to present you a song from West Java called Es Lilin in today's Music Corner. Es Lilin is the most famous song in Indonesia from West Java. Indeed, this song was once sung in Malay by Siti Nurhaliza, the diva from Malaysia. This Sundanese song tells about a woman who is not brave enough to express her feeling to a man she dreams of, because she is worried that she might not get married to the man. Well, listener, this is Es Lilin by Nining Meida. Enjoy!
Es Lilin.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Di sabrang ngawit
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at Voice Indonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.